Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. With me today is Pastor Mark Tiefel, as we are already on day 29 of our series, 40 Days of Hope, continuing to discuss in a conversational way these important truths of God's Word, as we would hope to have those conversations with friends or family members in giving them the hope that we've received from Christ. Mark, would you like to read our verse for today, please?
Yeah, Neil, good to be with you. We're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. We're going to be reading from the New King James Version today. That passage tells us, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy." This is a really unique passage. It comes at Moses' final discourse. As he's giving his discourse on, in his final blessing to Israel here at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, and he's kind of offering them these words of encouragement and support, but with that also comes a reminder to not forsake the Lord God. And what a beautiful thought that the eternal God is your refuge, underneath are the everlasting arms. The image that comes to my mind in that is that, you know, the Lord is able to catch anything in his hands. He's able to catch anything in his arms. His arms are mighty and strong to save. We just talked about the day before Psalm 9, where it talks about the Lord being a stronghold and a refuge. Well, you've got the same thought here, where the Lord is our protection. The Lord is a strong tower, as the book of Proverbs tells us, that we can run to and be safe. And part of the reason that the Lord is a reliable refuge for us is because he is eternal. Think Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The eternal God does not change. In fact, it was to Moses that God revealed that he is the I am God, the God that does not change. I like to think of that as the God that doesn't operate in past, present, or future, but the God who simply is. He is always there. He's always operating. He will protect us. And the final blessing on this verse is that he will drive out your enemies from before you. Throughout these 40 days of discourse and devotion on these passages, we've talked about how the enemies that we're facing today are not so much physical enemies as the Israelites may have been. But right now, many of us are faced with quarantine and disease and fear and anxiety about what the future holds. Have confidence that God is able to drive out those enemies as well, being the eternal God, being our refuge. What comes to your mind, Neil, when you take a look at this verse?
I really liked how you focused on that refuge. Since I have ESV open here, it's translated it fine, you know, dwelling place. And I ultimately think of, Mark, that, you know, the eternal God is your home. He's your source of comfort. You know, he's your source of strength, which you point out so well, that Moses is trying to encourage the 12 tribes of Israel here. You said, you know, his final kind of sermon to them, that, you know, he needs to be your resting place. He needs to be your trust. He needs to be your home. But the other thought that I would like to focus on just for a second here is that it does talk about in this verse 27 that the eternal God is your home. He's your eternal home. He is your everlasting arms, the one who carries you from this life into the next. And I just keep thinking about, you know, in these 40 days of hope, the temporal nature of everything that we talk about compared to the eternal weight of glory that we have in Christ. And I think that's such an amazing truth to see in our risen Savior, that we have an eternal living hope in our Lord Jesus. I think we did a study earlier on 1 Peter 1 that talks about that living hope in Christ. And so I like looking at this verse because it gives me a lot of comfort through what you were saying, and that idea that my eternal God is my home. He's the place I look forward to going to, just like coming home after a long day of work. He's the one who continues to carry me throughout the day, throughout these temporal things, these temporal disasters that we go through, challenges, to bring me home. He's my dwelling place now, and then carry me into eternity, and that's, I can be eternally grateful for that. Would you like to close us in prayer?
Yeah, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you have given us our homes for protection. We know what a blessing and comfort they are with our families present there, also a refuge and a protection for our lives, a place to rest our heads. We thank you, Lord, for that gift. Help us to make the application today, Lord, to this passage in Deuteronomy where it says that you are our refuge, you are our home. Lead us to that same type of peace in even a greater way through our souls and in a spiritual sense by knowing and believing that you are our refuge, that we can run to you daily and find our home and find protection from any enemy that we face. Lead us especially today, Lord, to focus on the blessing that you are the eternal God, that you have the everlasting arms, that you will drive out our enemies no matter what we face from before us. Give us confidence and trust, Lord, in your eternal nature, not to be afraid of you as the eternal almighty God, but to know that we have been reconciled by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that because of what he has come to do for us, whenever we see your eternal name and your power and your word, let that be a source of protection and comfort in our lives. We ask for your abiding protection to be with all of our listeners and all of our families, and pray that as we continue in these days, your hope of salvation and comfort in Christ would remain with us. In his name we offer this prayer. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.